Hey, it's Brother One.
And Brother Two.
From Two Brothers Mattress.
You'll spend 33% of this year on your mattress.
That's almost 3,000 hours.
Start sleeping comfortably on a new Serta mattress.
Visit one of our five stores or twobrothersmattress.com.
With our lowest price guarantee
and our 100-night trial,
your locally owned Two Brothers Mattress is your number one choice in Serta mattresses. Visit one of our five stores or twobrothersmattress.com.
Twobrothersmattress.com.
Imagine Dragons, Loom World Tour, live in Salt Lake City, Utah First Credit Union Amphitheater, Friday, October 11th. The brand new album, Loom, is available everywhere June 28th. Get tickets now at Ticketmaster.com. For more, visit ImagineDragonsMusic.com.
I was a highwayman, along the coach roads I did ride, with sword and pistol by my side. Many a young maid lost her baubles to my trade. Many a soldier shed his lifeblood on my blade. The bastards hung me in the spring of
Olson, Scott Girard, 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone. Happy Friday, everybody. And what better way to kick off your weekend than to talk to the great Craig Bullerjack.
Oh, yes.
How the heck are you,
man? Hey, Buller.
Hey, Han, Scotty, two of my favorite guys. What's up?
Oh,
we don't believe you, but thanks for saying that anyway.
We're just happy that we're in your Rolodex.
Lloyd said he's going to buy me a number four combo at Burger King. So I said, okay, I'm in.
if that's all it takes.
Guess what? Get that extra bacon, Bowler. You've earned it.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know, man. It's been 5 days since I called a game, so I'm just kind of twiddling my thumb. So here we go.
You ever call hockey before?
He shoots, he scores. How about that?
There you go.
That's it. No, I tell you, it's an incredible talent to call hockey. I mean, to follow the puck. And, you know, you think the European names are difficult in the NBA. When I first saw Antetokounmpo, you know, and you go, wow. Then it rolls off your tongue. But, yeah, it takes a lot of focus. And a lot of European players obviously play the game of hockey. But, man, a huge day for the city, the state, and the region. Man, I never thought, honestly, that Major League, NHL hockey would make its way. But Ryan and Ashley had a vision, and, man, they saw it through, and they did it almost overnight, to be honest with you. This was quick, and it's going to be intriguing. Already, am I right, reportedly 6,000 tickets?
No, it's 20
ticket
now.
Holders?
Yeah, over 20 now, Bowler. Yep.
That is remarkable, man.
Yeah,
Ryan must have a crystal ball to look in. You know, I wasn't sure. I, you know what? It's so football, basketball, you know, oriented, you know, in this part of the country. And I wonder how NHL hockey would go. I think a big challenge is now, you know, how many corporate sponsorships can you actually, do you have enough in the state to go around to funnel into both the Jazz and the NHL? It's going to be interesting. I'm sure Ryan's looked into that already, or he wouldn't have pulled the trigger. So it's going to be exciting, man. I'm looking forward to it.
Bowler, I want to take you back to the beginnings of sports radio here in the state of Utah when you and Gorder were kicking up noise and really getting this thing started. The Jazz were in place, and you believed that sports radio could thrive here. I want to know, from your perspective, when you were seeing the Jazz and you knew you had one major, one of the four majors, did you ever think we'd see the growth and development to house two and maybe even Major League Baseball coming up? Like, take us through that path and the fact that we've arrived to this place where we can house these.
Yeah, and that's a great question. Looking back, no. I just thought, you know, the NBA, remember there was so much discussion before Larry Miller came on the scene in 85 to actually save the Jazz from moving, I believe the rumor was Minnesota. So to have ownership is the most important thing. And obviously money speaks, but dedication is the other. Larry and Gail had that. And that's why the Jazz are here today and Delta Center still stands. And then Ryan and Ashley, take, I say ownership, but it's stewardship, whichever word you like. They have a similar vision as the state continues to grow. And obviously they have the financial means to step out of the box and do it. And so I think it really comes into play on homegrown, you know, talent, ownership. And that's what the Jazz and now the NHL hockey team, which whatever name they decide, I'm sure everyone's got their own thought. I had a buddy of mine call me today and just said, hey, look, I want it to be the Utah Freeze with a double Z. I thought, you know what, that may have some legs. We'll see. Or the Yeti, I don't know. It's going to be fun to see what the name is actually going to be. But, you know, this city, this region has grown so much since I got here. And I think the Olympics really hands, and Scotty, goes back for me when the Olympic Committee, remember the famous words, the city of Salt Lake City, yeah. You know, gets the Olympic bid for 02, and that really jump started, I think, where the Jazz and sports and hockey, and even, you know, look at football now with BYU and Utah back together in the same conference in the Big 12. You know, a few years ago, hands left, let's be honest, you know, when they separated, I never thought they would ever get a chance to ever really come back together. But the way things happen, you got Utah and BYU now in the same conference, and you're going to see each other at least once every other year. I mean, I'm not sure how the schedule is going to pan out, but I think it's remarkable where sports has grown in a 25-year period of time. And it's only going to be more crazy when the arenas and downtown and whatever they decide to do with building hotel to connect whatever arena and how they develop downtown. My goodness. It's going to be a sight to see.
It really is. And, you know, I go back, you know, I was producing some of those shows with you back in the day. And I remember, you know, we'd have Larry H. Miller in studio with us once a week, which was a huge coup for the show and the station at the time.
Yeah.
And you and Gordon would ask him all the time, you know, will there ever be another Big Four sport here? And he's like, well, maybe sometime, he goes, but we don't, you know, he goes, I remember him saying all the time, I think we have the fan support for it. I just don't think we have the corporate dollars in place to support too. Well, now we're in a world where I think, look, Ryan Smith and Ashley Smith and the Smith Entertainment Group, they're not pulling the trigger on this unless they know for a fact that they can get the corporate dollars. And baseball may not be too far behind. You know, we may be batting 750 on the Big Four here in the next 4 to 5 years and doing so comfortably.
Scotty, you know the rumor in Kansas City, they want a new stadium. And Dallas, the mayor offered, you know, to locate them back where it all began with the Dallas Texans. So why not the Salt Lake Chiefs? I'll be the forefront of that.
You can't have that nonsense.
Can't have that here. Yeah, that's true.
I guess it'd
be the Salt Lake Pioneers. I mean, whatever, you know, call them the Sasquatch, the Yeti. I don't know. But I'm just saying, it's Larry had a vision. You remember those days, and he talked a lot about his desire for baseball. And that, of course, he was a great, you know, softball pitcher and played up until, you know, his health deteriorated and age caught up with him. But that's one of his loves. And, you know, the Miller Group is still trying to accomplish part of that dream of Larry's, is to bring Major League Baseball here. You know, if you do get the trifecta, my goodness, it just elevates us. And I've never said, when I travel and people go, how's that small market Salt Lake? I said, no. You guys misunderstand. It's growing. It's mid-market. And now with the NHL, you can't say small market Salt Lake. Forget that. And I think the other part of this is that when you see a free agent, whether it's hockey now or the NBA or even a college player who's thinking about jumping to a school or a franchise in the state of Utah, in Salt Lake, I think it changes the whole perspective, Hans. I mean, you went through that recruiting process, and I have a feeling that each of these professional athletes will help one another say, hey, by the way, you know, Markkanen was kidding that he's got a lot of Finnish hockey, you know, buddies. And you know what? That could play a factor. And I think that has to be, you know, taken into real consideration, that the NHL coming here only upgrades the status of not only the NHL and the players who are thinking of, who obviously are going to live here, but also NBA potential free agents and players that come here as well. I mean, there's another 41 nights of entertainment, 82 games of hockey, 82 for the NBA, and then you got two college high-level programs in the Big 12. Yeah, things are jumping quick in Salt Lake and beyond.
Well, the other thing, too, on this is, you know, this – let's assume for a second, because I think Hans and I are of the belief that the best-case scenario is a massive gut job to the Delta Center that can host both. But we're looking at sports. I know for a fact there are many, many, many big-time concerts that arena cannot, under its current setup, cannot facilitate because mm-hmm. of the way it's built. You renovate that for hockey and the NBA, and that also allows you to host concerts that would never be here. And it's not because they don't want to come to Salt Lake. It's because they can't facilitate that in the current structure of that building. That opens up another additional 20, 30 nights of entertainment in downtown that wouldn't have been there. That's going to bring jobs. It's going to bring dollars to downtown. I mean, this is a no-brainer to get this done.
Yeah, I think the Delta Center, quoting Ryan in a conversation, I think he said the bones. Larry was smart. We know there's kind of this lore about Larry, and I kind of witnessed it across the street at Triad Center when I was at KSL, and I'd watch the process. It was the fast track building process that he adopted, and the contractors were incredible. They were drawing up plans and pouring concrete that same day. I mean, I remember going over there multiple times and doing stories, and I remember doing the first show live in that building, Sports Beat Sunday. We did it at center court with just the concrete poured in the roof on, and Larry and I sat there with hard hats on, and he just talked to me about rebar and how much, you know, concrete laid, yards of concrete. I mean, the man was amazing, but he left a building that has been so available to be redone, right? I mean, to go underneath the stadium, the seats, and actually build out Toyota Club. I mean, that's amazing. And now they're in the process of obviously trying to reconfigure the sites, you know, the line of sites for hockey. And, you know, that's going to be a huge undertaking, but they're going to try to do it. Some parts of it with locker rooms, I'm sure, have to be reconfigured. And then, of course, seating may be reconfigured as well. I'm sure it's a couple years down the road when it's all said and done. But, man, I love the building. I think, you know, you have to applaud Larry for how they built it, because there was so much more room than anybody thought to build out and improve that arena. It's it has a lot of special memories, and I know a lot of fans are tied into it, especially now with Delta Center back on the front. And that's kind of interesting how it's gone full circle. It really is.
Well, Buller, I just feel like it's so important to get this done where they can redo this downtown and they can house the Jazz and this new NHL team. I don't know why I'm so driven on the importance of this, but I really am. Based off of the major towns that I've gone to and absolutely loved, and the way they had their downtown configured with, you know, major, whether it's Major League Baseball or it's NBA, and you know, like, for instance, I know I'm really hung up on Petco Park and the way they've got that gas lamp and everything down there in San Diego. But I want this to stay in downtown so badly. And I'm really concerned, Buller, that if they can't get this done in downtown with the NHL, that the Jazz and NHL will both leave downtown and go somewhere a little further south. And I tend to believe that would be devastating to the downtown. Do you see it differently in housing the Jazz downtown and making sure you keep them downtown?
I think for the moment, and really, you know, again, I can't speak for Ryan and Ashley, but I think there's a real positive feel, and the city is a big part of this, is to keep the entire hockey NBA experience in downtown and build around it with hotels and dinner, you know, bars, all sorts of things that would generate revenue and keep downtown alive. I think that's probably one of the most important things. I'm with you. Sometimes I remember the old days, you know, we drive out to, you know, watching the Pistons out at, gosh, help me, Scotty. It was, they were so far out of town. It was a 45-minute bus ride from the hotels. Jazz fans are telling me Bowler Jack gets this something Palace at Auburn Hills. Yeah, there we go. So it was, I think where I travel more and more, the energy that is brought to a city, a downtown location, Hans, you're spot on, that, and even in Sacramento with the new Golden One Center and the hotels that are built around it and the restaurants and the nightlife, I think the Jazz want the experience to begin before the game, during the game, after the game, and the same with hockey. So if you do that, that will, I mean, obviously drive traffic to downtown. Now, how about traffics? You know, how about, you know, off ramps, and how do you handle all the downtown parking? All those things will have to be put into the giant scheme of things, right, when they draw up the plans. But gosh, what about Gateway? What are they going to do there? There's some incredible land, but can you revitalize that area, right? And you have the mall downtown as well, which, again, I think I haven't shopped there because it's just not in my ballpark. But, you know, there's a lot of areas, I think, that would benefit from all the growth and the arena and, you know, having hockey and basketball. Think of the nights. And you just said it, Scotty, that the concerts that go with that, it would be an electric feeling downtown for sure. Absolutely.
Well, Bowler, we've gone a lengthy conversation, and we have not talked about the end of the Jazz season. So real quickly, I know it was not an easy one, and it was a rough stretch down the stretch, but I have a sneaking suspicion this offseason is going to be far more interesting than the second half of the regular season.
Totally agree. You know, you probably heard me ask Danny what they want, and he told me to answer the question myself the other day.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think it's what they need, athletes, defense, and, you know, the ability to get your tail back and play. I mean, it's an amazing league with a lot of talent, aging talent, by the way, and there may be, you know, an opportunity for Danny during some chaotic times for some other franchises like Golden State. You know, what do the Clippers do if they're knocked out? Sacramento, Pelicans now lose Zion again to injury. That's kind of been his entire career. What do you do with the Lakers? I mean, Denver is pretty solid. Dallas seems to have gotten it right with Gafford on the front line, and the way that Kyrie's been able to coexist with Luka. So the Jazz may be in a position, though, and KD, I can't forget him. I mean, there's some aging stars and some teams that are making that last, you know, that last run. Even Milwaukee, let's be honest, right, with Antetokounmpo and Lillard. What do they do? So are the Jazz in a position, Scotty and Hans, to swoop in with the ability to have salary cap space, multiple picks? Obviously, they have a chance to move up in the draft if the lottery would treat them right. But right now, most likely 8. And so, you know, I always say this, and I said it before, oh, it's going to be a fun, interesting offseason. No. This one probably is top in the last 20 years. This may be number one, right? I mean, since the 05 draft of Deron Williams, then we got Boozer to team up with him. And look what they did. They got to the Western Conference Finals in 08, but then they both had to go find greener pastures. But I think Danny is trying to just be patient, but I think he really wants this offseason and next year to be the turning point where you now reengage the fan base. And maybe the hockey maybe elevates this a little bit more. Does that make sense? Maybe hockey coming to town. They need to have fans engaged in everything that Ryan and Smith Entertainment Group is trying to do. And, you know, hockey is going to come in here and gain a lot of attention. And the Jazz have always been the guy, you know, the sports, you know, focus. But now they got to share some of that. And so you're going to have to be competitive to share some of that spotlight as well.
Bowler, I want you on the call for some of these hockey games. Let's do it. Me and Hans will sit in. We'll do color. We'll have a great time together.
I'll be honest. That would be as fun as it gets right there. Hans, can you tell me the young man from Yugoslavia?
Yeah. Kolchowski.
See, there you go.
Spelled K-O-W-A-L-S-C-Y-I-I-C-O-K-Y.
With a little thing over the top of the I.
With the wavy.
Yeah, a little thing over. No, it's crazy. I tell you, I love watching Stanley Cup playoff hockey, and it's coming up. And I tell you, I have so much respect for the way. And you know what? Usually they're up high above the ice. And so, yeah, you don't have the greatest, you know, I mean, you can't really call it low because you got to be able to see the puck move. So it's a talent, man. It's amazing. You got to be, I think you got to be born with that type of talent, and also you've had to be a hockey fan since you were barely able to stand. But I'm going to learn. If needed,
we're all going to learn together.
I'll learn together, absolutely.
Bowler, you're the best, man. We appreciate it. And let's make sure we keep chatting during the offseason, okay?
Absolutely, man. Hey, draft's not far away, and we have Summer League coming up second week of July. So let's chat. I'll be twiddling my thumbs. So if you need something, just come on. Only a phone call out.
Hey, we love you, Bowler. Thank you for spending the whole season with us. I don't think we're able to express the gratitude
that we have for
your time and everything you do with the knowledge that you have and the time that you take for Scotty and I. You'll never know how much that means to us.
100%. I'm glad you said that, too. Because, you know, Bowler,
we go way back, Scotty and Hans. We go way back, man, and that's just it's so fun because, you know, Hans, we always talk about Scotty, but there was a time that we were worried about Scotty Gerard. But look what he's become. Look what he did. Look what he is. And look where you're at, man. You're in the booth calling BYU. It's awesome.
It's been a minute since we were at that sausage place trying to save our jobs, or at least you were trying to save my job.
Oh, my gosh. Do I remember that day? Oh, my. And I'm sure there's a fan or two listening right now who, if they turn back the clock a moment, they may remember that day. Over kind of a fun moment, but that got a little bit out of hand because Scotty was the best salesman of all time.
When we had the lawyer have to print up the apology, if you were listening to the Big Show yesterday, you may have heard a segment.
You may have heard this. And of course, it was all for fun. And
just know those events did not happen, and we apologize.
We do not advocate the mutilation of multiple cattle.
No.
I don't know what the offense was. But.
It was.
Hey, Scotty, I think we had to read that once or twice an hour. Twice an hour, and then we were off the hook. But you know what? The station survived, and here you are today.
More importantly, I survived. That's
exactly right.
Yeah, I will go to my grave owing you and Gordon, like, my life.
Oh.
Because my wife was like, I talked to her, I'm like, hey, I might get fired today. She's like, wait, what?
What? Huh?
That's always a fun conversation to have.
We just got started.
Yeah, it is.
So well, I appreciate it.
Well, I'll get into it later. Yeah.
We had a great time.
Yeah, and we still do.
Yeah. We'll see you, Bowler.
Thanks, Bowler.
All right, guys. Take care. Have a great weekend.
You got it. The great Craig Bowler, Jack.
He has spent an entire season with us. We really do appreciate it.
I know we've hinted about that situation many times. One of these days we'll do like a history of sports radio podcast, and we'll go into details on that one I don't think I've ever been a part of something that got away from us as quickly as that did. It was awesome radio.
That it's going to have to be after you and I are done with radio.
Oh, yeah. No.
But then we'll be like, do you remember this? Because that was rough.
That was rough. Yep. Bowler and Gordon saved my job that day because they wanted a scapegoat bad.
Well, what you did was horrible.
Oh, stop it. I wish I had the audio somewhere on that, on an old.
Yeah, it's probably best that you got rid of that audio.
Oh boy! All right, Hans and Scotty live here at Spa Trouvé, 5455 West, 11,000 North, here in Highland. I know it's a lengthy address. All I want you to do is type in Spa Trouvé, Highland, into your phone. It'll take you right here. And once you get here, Hans, you got all kinds of great opportunities to save tons of money. Angie's with us.
Hey.
One of our favorite people on the planet. Angie, how are you?
Hi, Angie.
I'm so good. I'm great.
Oh, it's always great to get you on.
Good to see you. Yes, I've known Scotty since the beginning.
Yeah.
You've come a long way.
When I was in that little closet.
It's true.
Yeah, producing Don Imus.
was pretty sad, actually.
It was really sad.
I remember going, is that actually a radio station?
Was it the back room?
It was in it was in the old Cumulus.
Oh, it wasn't even the Thanksgiving
studio.
Point?
Oh, no. This is a different studio.
It was actually a closet.
It was a
with
closet.
Him
with
and a
board.
Phone.
And the AC was cranking the whole time.
Was it as bad as the cave at Thanksgiving Point? Or about the same?
Far worse.
Oh, really?
Far worse.
Yes.
Holy yeah, cow. Imagine splitting this like this.
Yeah.
And that's about as big as it was.
So that's where you met him, Angie?
Yeah.
You're like, so this is your station, huh?
I'm like, you're really important.
Yeah. I was making like $5 an hour, too.
Oh, look how far you've come.
Well, I'll tell you.
I make it $6 an hour now.
I'll tell you who's important. Our moms. Our moms are very, very important. And Spa Trouvé is here to help you. Now, it's not just about the moms. I know I really do want to make this about Mother's Day because it's the best Mother's Day gift. But this is about you too. You know,
if you're trying to
better your health, mm-hmm. Spa Trevet can get you to where you want to be. What is it that you love about Spa Trevet?
Well, there's lots of things, but I love that you brought that up. There's lots of guys listening who go to the gym and they look at the guy next to him and think, how does he look so good? Well, he's coming here.
Yeah.
He's getting Botox. He's getting facials. He's getting things done. There's lots of things that you can have done that you don't, no one needs to know, or you can tell people, it doesn't matter, but there's lots of treatments that you can get done that will make a big difference in the way that you look and feel, more importantly.
All right, everybody turn your radio up. Everybody listen really closely on this, because Angie and Courtney and Spa Trevet, they went out and they got a twosome to Black Desert, which is the premier golf course down in St. George. It's over a $600, right? You can't get your hands on these.
Right.
And you're giving these away today.
Right.
How do people enter to win?
They can call our locations and we'll enter them to win just for calling. Or you can come to the location and enter to win here in Highland. And while you're here, you can get free lunch.
Please come in. Call 801-756-3366. All right, that's the premier course. That's Black Desert. 801-756-3366. Or just come down to this Highland location. Scotty and I have been sitting here eating on these Gandolfo's. Gandolfo's New York deli sandwiches. They're fantastic. Come down and have a sandwich on us. And take advantage
of our specials.
And come and see how you can really pamper yourself and pamper the people around you. But the $100, the $100 gift cards, 15% off those.
Right. And anyone can use it. You could buy one for you, one for your wife, one for your mom.
It's free money right there.
Right.
It is.
Free money.
It is. $170, you get $200 worth of service.
Yeah, that's right.
Look at that math. No,
good
you're
job.
Right.
Is that right?
I think you're right.
That's right.
Got it. Feeling good so job. Good about that right now.
See, that's a BYU stats class showing up right there for you.
I'm feeling really good about that. But come and take advantage of it, 15%. And you can get that 15% off at every one of the six locations, correct?
Right, yep.
So even if they're listening to us in St. George, you can slide into the St. George location. If you're all the way up in Bountiful, go hit it there. But please take advantage of this and get these Black Desert. This is just today.
Right, this just today. Just for the listeners, at the end of the, we're going to announce the winner when we're done with you today. You can announce that name.
Well, and that's the thing. This isn't one where it's like, oh, we're giving it away, and then you never hear about it. Like, we will announce winners. You come on, you call, you come down here, get your name in the hopper, and you will have a chance to win two rounds of golf valued at $600. But you got to call right now, 801-756-3366. And, you know, there's a level of confidence you have when you're looking your best.
Oh,
you know,
absolutely.
Whether it's just because you want to do it, or you want to just better your appearance, or you just want to be, you know, whatever the reason is. Like, we talk about moms, and, yeah, you need to take care of them, but guys need to take care of themselves.
Oh, yeah, they want to keep those wives.
Hey, there you go.
Well, if you got a marriage on the rocks.
Yeah.
Spa Trevet.
Come get some treatments done.
Oh, my gosh. Saving marriages since what year did you open? Saving marriages since 2011.
Or you want her to swipe right? You know, you got to look your best. You know?
Oh, that's the truth.
That's true.
You know, you've got those blackheads all over your nose, and you're trying to take pictures. Nobody's swiping right on that.
No, looking good. No.
I got no matches. Well, yeah, get down here to Spa Trevet. Clean yourself
no
up.
I got no matches.
I got no stinking matches.
Spa Trevet can take care of you.
801-756-3366. Spa Trevet. This is 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
You can't blink when these things come along.
It's now official. The puck is about to hit the ice in the Delta Center. The Zone welcomes the Coyotes as it's a new era for sports in Utah.
I have incredible faith in the people of Utah.
Keep it locked on the Zone for all the latest on the NHL draft, free agency, and every detail of every moment as the NHL is officially here in Utah. Your home for the best coverage of the NHL in Salt Lake City is right here on 97.5.
We show up.
The KSL Sports Zone.
Save big money at Menards. Let the fresh air in and keep the bugs out with replacement screen for your doors and windows from AdForce. It's easy to install, durable against the elements, and comes in a variety of types to suit your needs. Repair your screens today with a roll of replacement screen on sale through May 5th. And check out more great deals happening now in our weekly flyer on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Two young fathers are shot to death outside an iconic Utah restaurant.
I said, your dad has been hurt really bad.
The grief was disorienting for those left behind, until one choice changed everything.
I just remember writing this letter, and it wasn't me writing it.
Can a personal decision shape generations?
We're all falling for this guy's trick.
I'm Amy Donaldson. Season 2 of The Letter, Ripple Effect, is available now. Follow us at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time to saddle up and talk about the winners and the losers. This is the good, the bad, and the ugly. Now, here's the good.
Good, the bad, the ugly right here on 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone. Hands, I'm officially being that guy. I just sent off a terse email to the rec center that runs my kids' flag football league. I have officially become that dad. I never thought I'd be that dad.
I turned my mic off because you got me coughing.
I'm officially that dad.
What'd you say?
I'm officially that coach. Well, we were up against the team last night, and I was out of town. I had to take care of some family, so I wasn't even there. And it's a good thing, too, because it would have been far worse had I been there. And the team did not have a full requisite that we were playing, a full requisite of players available.
Oh.
And so they went out and got a player that was not on their roster, who is an absolute ringer. And that individual kid just
torched
everybody out there.
I hate that.
And so I made a formal request for them to take the forfeit loss, because they did not have enough players. They would have had to forfeit, but they go out and they bring in this ringer who is not on their roster. So am I being that guy?
No, you're not. No, it's, they need to forfeit that. And if you and I need to get a sign that says shame on you, if we need to knit hats, whatever we need to do, we are going to make sure that this turns into a big DQ.
Guess what? Oh, come on. It's just a game. Let the kids have fun.
Guess what?
No.
South Davis Rec Center, do better. Do better. And I might add,
get your act together.
Guess, this is even better. Even better. Guess what team did the cheating? The Raiders.
Oh,
I won't even let you even say that.
No, it's 100% true.
Right,
it was the Raiders.
Sure.
Was it really?
No, it's, yeah, absolutely.
How could I have guessed that?
No, because
even being a Raiders,
that's part of their DNA. That's what Raiders do, whether it's Little League or the professional team. They're going to cheat, and they're going to do something bad.
Lloyd, I think we should self-sanction. I don't know what I don't know what we do.
A self-imposed bull ban.
You and I need to self-sanction and get out in front of this before the rec center does.
Yeah, you're right. We probably should. Self-report.
Oh, man, I'm still so bad.
That's dirty, man. That is dirty.
So what, was
can't
he an
do
older
that.
Kid? Or?
I think he was older, too. I don't know about that. I probably shouldn't say that. I don't know if he met
Alien
the age.
Gonzalez is out there.
I don't know if he met the age requirements, but
you always, that's your go-to.
According to multiple sources close to the situation, this kid was a foot taller than everybody else and about and was running a 4.3 out there.
I love it, man. Tyler Huntley just happened to be in the state,
yeah, exactly,
for the week.
Oh, man. All right, let's get to it. Good, the bad, the ugly. I'm sorry.
Well, for the good, for the first time since 2012, Oklahoma's women's gymnastics team will not be competing in the NCAA championship meet. Why, you may ask, Scotty? Well, Utah and Florida knocked them out of the tournament by beating them by scores of Utah finishing number one at 197.9, Florida finishing at 197.8, and them knocking Oklahoma out of the Final Four at a 196.6. So big congratulations to the University of Utah women's gymnastics team for taking care of business, because it hasn't happened since 2012.
Now, that is really cool. That is really cool. And you know what? Knocking a team out like that, making a little history, big night.
Yeah,
big night for sure. There's your good. Let's get to the bad.
Now the bad.
Well, guess what? The transfer portal can hit everybody.
Yeah.
Even if you're Deion Sanders in Colorado.
Yeah, Deion Sanders is now down 14 players. And you might say to yourself, well, yeah, I'm sure, but I'm sure they're not good players. And Deion Sanders is quoted as saying, no, we're good. This is a quote. I trust the recruiting team. I trust our coaches. And please have some faith in me. We good. We all right. We all right. But they're losing some big-time players. Cormani McClain was a five-star cornerback.
Oh, yeah.
And I know he had a really rough first season, but that's a guy you don't want to lose. Alton McCaskill, that is a running back that could go anywhere. I mean, he was the AAC Rookie of the Year in 2021. That is a really good running back. And another 12 guys jumping into the portal and pushing it all the way to the point where Shiloh and Shadur, the two kids of Deion Sanders, had to put out a social media post and say, hey, if you're looking to transfer, hit us up in our DMs. That's what this got to.
Yeah, and they're like, I got offense, he's got defense, hit us up.
Yeah, if you're on a defensive side, hit me up. If you're on the offensive side, hit Shadur, and we'll get you going here with Dad. It's a bad look. I continue to believe to a certain extent in Deion Sanders, but this Big 12, I read some disparaging remarks from him. I'm not going to quote him, and I'm not really going to even get into it because I didn't confirm that it came from his mouth. I know that these quotes came from him, but I've heard that he's not overly enthused about the Big 12. And I think he's going to have his hands full. Because he's still going to take on some tough teams and traveling into some tough areas. But Deion Sanders. Okay, so here you go, Scotty. Deion Sanders, 2024 season, over under 6 wins.
Under. 5-7.
Okay, well, that's not good enough.
Okay, how about this? Deion Sanders, head coach at Colorado, to kick off the 2025 season.
I'm going to take that.
I'm going to say no. I think he's coaching, but I think he's somewhere else. Because I think a little bit of this has NIL written on it. And I don't think Colorado's got the NIL money he needs to be successful. Because his kids are taking all of it.
There might be some truth to that.
All right, Hans and Scotty, there you go. Good, the bad, the ugly. Take a break. Whole world news next. This is 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
Salt Lake is the newest home of the National Hockey League.
We want our NHL team. This is a hot spot in America.
And when the announcement was made,
this thing's going to be successful.
The Zone had it covered from every angle.
Two of the big four.
From the draft, free agency, and all the way until the puck hits the ice in the fall.
It can't come soon enough.
Let's go.
Your home for the best coverage of the NHL in Utah.
Utah is now the home of NHL hockey.
Talk about it right here on 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
Hey, Casey Scott here, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Project Recovery, sponsored by Reprieve Recovery. It's a podcast about addiction, but more importantly, it's about recovery. My co-host, Dr. Matt Woolley, and I hear stories about overcoming addiction and going from rock bottom to living a healthier and sober lifestyle.
We also share strategies with people at all stages of recovery, and we hope it'll help you find what works best for you, and we can support one another. That's Project Recovery, a KSL podcast. Subscribe for free anywhere you listen to podcasts.
Save big money on your outdoor project now at Menards. We have everything you need to keep your outdoor power equipment running smooth, so you can keep that lawn in tip-top shape or enjoy some time on your boat. Right now, all FVP, lawn and garden, and marine batteries are on sale through May 5th. Check out our entire selection of FVP batteries today. And view our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals.
Save big money at Menards.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The murder of two men forces their families to wrestle with impossible questions. Who is forgiveness for? Does everyone deserve a second chance? Follow season two of The Letter, Ripple Effect, at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Go! It's time to span the globe for the hard-hitting news you care about. Well, not really. But hey, at least we found it interesting. This is Whole World News on 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
We've got the whole world in our hands.
You got the whole world in our hands. We've got the whole world in our hands. We've got the whole world in our hands. We've got the whole world in our hands. You got you and me, brother, in our hands.
Hands and Scotty, 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone. Hey, don't miss your chance to win big every week with the Zone. This week on Win Ticket Wednesday, how about Aerosmith at the Delta Center, November 24th? Listen to KSL's Sports Zone all day on Wednesday for your chance to win and win big. All right, Hans, time for another edition of Whole World News. When I do Whole World News, I want to usually try to do something that is something that, you know, all of us are interested in, and we all are, we're like, oh, that's something that resonates with me. And I think I found something that is you and Lloyd will both be dialed in, because you like Guinness World Book of World Records
very much,
and Lloyd likes heavy drinking, and so it just kind of brings everybody together. A 69-year-old retiree in
facts on both counts
in Sydney, Australia, visited and set a Guinness Book of World Records. 120 pubs, bars, to order drinks in a 24-hour period. Now, I don't know how he's done this. Apparently, they love their bars, and there's one, must be just lined up one after another in Sydney, Australia. But he visited 120 bars, ordered drinks in each one of those bars in a 24-hour period.
Is that even possible?
According to the Guinness Book of World Record, the record has been set.
Was he ordering Rusty Nails or a Heppenweisen?
Clarkson is, yeah, exactly. David Clarkson, his name. He was born in Britain, but has lived in Australia for over 40 years. Started his attempt at the Captain Cook Hotel in Sydney. He then walked to 119 more establishments over the course of the following 24 hours, ordering a drink at each stop. Now, I did not say if he actually partook of each drink at each place, but at least he ordered a drink at each location. Now, if he's dropping 120 drinks in a 24-hour period, then he's having himself a long night.
John Jones attempted this feat only hours ago in this same location.
The attempt came to an end at the Sussex Garden Bar, where Fairbourn certified the record. He took the title from Australians Harry Carroz, who visited 99 pubs in 24 hours. So not only did he break the record, he broke it soundly.
His name's Harry Carroz?
Carroz.
Oh, Carroz.
Yeah.
That's pretty darn impressive. And I'll tell you why. Back in my football playing days, there was a rumor that 32 beers would kill you. And one of my roommates disproved it by drinking 45.
At BYU?
No. Oh, absolutely not. No.
Okay.
This weekend, I just got hammered.
Absolutely not. And I can't even believe that you'd besmirch the good name of Brigham Young.
That was never my intention. I apologize.
And afterwards, I admonished my roommate.
You do better, young man. You get those 12 ounces of sin away from me right now.
As he laid there, unconscious, drool out the corner of his mouth, I told him.
You're like Eric Stoltz in Pulp Fiction with the needle trying to get the heart back up and going again.
I could not believe it. But he did it.
Oh, man. Hands of Scotty, 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone. Courtney's with us. We're live here at Spa Trouvé in Highland, 5455 West, 11,000 North. We got sandwiches. Look, it's Friday. You're not working. Like, you checked out of work anyway, so you might as well come up by here. We'll give you free lunch. You can knock out your Mother's Day gift. You can get a gift for yourself. And then, you know, go watch a movie or something. Say you got a sales client, you know. Angie knows how salespeople are. They'll say like, "Oh yeah, I got a sales meeting I've got to go to," and then you're gone the rest of the day. Come on, just come down here and hang out with us. Let's go
get some sandwiches.
Yeah,
talks are what we call the bro talks.
Love
right?
That.
So many men do get this. I get asked that question all the time. Yes, men are coming in to get their Botox. So it's an awesome treatment. Just smooths those lines around the eyes and on the forehead. An amazing treatment. We also have the PRF treatments for any man that is maybe struggling with a little bit of hair loss or a receding hairline. This treatment works so well. And it's just amazing. Typically, three treatments are needed for, you know, to see optimal results, but such a great treatment. Then we've got the manscaping, you know, laser hair removal.
Look, Chewbacca, let's get it taken care of, man.
Yes, favorite areas for men include the front and the back of the neck, and also just the back hair. Got to get rid of that back hair. And even the chest. Chest hair is really popular, so it just gives that chiseled look on the jawline when it's done on the neck. And, you know, if you wear a lot of collared shirts, it's sometimes annoying to have that fuzz in the back. Yeah. So it's such
takes
an awesome treatment.
It
takes care of that. And there's a lot who just come in to get basic facials. I mean, the HydraFacial is such an awesome treatment and gets rid of those blackheads in your nose and such a good treatment.
You know, there's this like stereotype that guys shouldn't be doing this. No, you should be doing this.
Absolutely.
You should be taking care
so
of yourself.
Many do.
Yeah.
So many do. I think guys don't realize how many are actually coming in.
You do feel better about yourself, you know, and especially as you get a little bit older and the wrinkles get a little bit more deep.
Yeah.
You feel a lot better about yourself. So what I want you to do, I want you to come down. We're at the Highland location, Spa Trouvé. In fact, let me set this up for you. Come down to Spa Trouvé. We're here at the Highland location. You're going to enter to win the Black Desert twosome to go golf at the Black Desert, which is, to me, it doesn't really have a value because it's you can't get it.
You can't even get it.
But we could place a value on it, but that we've got a twosome to Black Desert. We're giving away at the end of the show, so you can come down and enter to win that, or you can call to win that, 801-756-3366, and come in and grab a sandwich. Gandolfo's New York Deli. They've brought in sandwiches. And,
by the way, the best out there.
Yeah.
So good.
Oh, yeah.
So good.
Great sandwiches. And so we've got sandwiches we're giving you. You can win the Black Desert golf for two. And then you get 15% off the $100 gift card.
Yes. So Mother's Day is coming. We all know that the gentlemen typically wait last minute for a gift.
Not good.
Right, not good. We're here for you. We are here for you. So these gift cards come pre-packaged. They're adorable. They have a ribbon. They have a tag. They have a really cute bag. One and done.
It's that simple. All you do is call 801-756-3366. Enter to win that free golf. We'd love you to come down, grab the free food, hang out with us, say hi to Hands. 5455 West, 11,000 North, Suite 105. We'll be here until 3 o'clock, but get down here. Again, all you have to do is type in Spa Trouvé Highland, and it'll take you right here. Hands and Scotty, 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
Hey, Scotty.
Yeah?
Go to hell.
This weekend, I just got hammered.
Hey, Casey Scott here, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Project Recovery, sponsored by Reprieve Recovery. It's a podcast about addiction, but more importantly, it's about recovery. My co-host, Dr. Matt Woolley, and I hear stories about overcoming addiction and going from rock bottom to living a healthier and sober lifestyle.
We also share strategies with people at all stages of recovery, and we hope it'll help you find what works best for you, and we can support one another. That's Project Recovery, a KSL podcast. Subscribe for free anywhere you listen to podcasts.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day,
You're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.